Well, you've had long enough, surely. What's your assessment, Dr. Klein?
Yes.
Dr. Klein!
Sorry, Colonel. How can I help you? Are you sure all that pacing is good for your blood pressure?
What do you think about this thing?
Oh, I think it's fascinating and oddly beautiful. Like living stone. Do you hear that? It's like a heartbeat.
Call me demanding, but I prefer a little more practical analysis from my scientific advisor. And when this kind of 12-foot carbuncle appears, slap-bang in the middle of the city of London, I prefer that analysis to arrive quickly.
Colonel Lafayette, I know full well that as soon as something like this happens, pressure always mounts on UNIT to do something about it.
Yes, so do something about it. It's only a matter of time before we attract undue curiosity, tent or no tent. Can we remove this object or not?
That would be unwise. It's deeply rooted between cracks in the concrete.
So, what do we do?
Nothing until I get this little slither of it under the microscope in my lab. Pass me that container from my bag, would you?
What? Oh. Here.
Thank you.
And if you need a laboratory assistant, kindly put in a request for one.
I did. 5 years ago.
Well, if I'm grateful for anything at all, it's this thing's resemblance to an abstract sculpture. Even before we put the tent and fencing around it, only one city gent made a query call.
Yes, look at them all. Swarming to their offices, bowler hats, umbrellas, and the Financial Times. Fixated with their petty economics. That's humanity, Colonel. The very softest of targets. Without us, Earth would be candy floss.
And all we have to do is be everywhere at once.
Yes, simple as that. Just another day at work for UNIT.
Should be nicely brewed by now.
I hope you're not thinking of serving that tea without some gorgeously decadent luxury biscuits. Ah, now, let me guess. A distress call?
You're learning a fast, Rain. Tea will have to wait. Shame. Now,